All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Caught up with Rockridge sophomore pitcher Kendra Lewis after a 4-0 win for Rockridge over Erie Provincetown on Monday. Just tell us a little bit about this game. It came down to the sixth inning, got a big hit.
Yeah, we've definitely been working on it, and all the deep counts we went into were really great. It helped us in the long run for sure. I mean, it's great knowing that everybody can produce in the field and on the bat, with the bat.
Yeah. Well, tell us, you know, everybody knows the numbers now. You know, it's an undefeated regular season, and people are talking about this winning streak. Do you feel a little pressure at all in any of this type of stuff? Because you're in, I mean, this streak is pretty impressive.
No, we thrive on pressure. We love it. We love working on pressure situations on practice and games. We are used to it. We love it.
Well, and then you're able to shut them down today. I think I had you for 15 strikeouts and two hits that you allowed. Tell us what was working for you on Monday.
It was probably my curveball. It bailed behind the plate, working those angles to get me those strikes. So it was really easy to throw that curveball. And knowing my defense, it was really easy to throw any pitch.
Well, and then just this year, you know, coming off a state championship year last year and, you know, trying to repeat, I think that would be an impressive feat to go back-to-back undefeated seasons. What about just kind of the approach here? You're down to the final week of the regular season, still some key games, but what about trying to go back-to-back? Man, that'd be pretty impressive.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool, but we are definitely working for those last seven games. We always have been. We're focused on those, and it only matters with the last seven.
Well, and then I was told, did you have a little bit of an injury in the off season? I heard that during the high school basketball run when I was broadcasting that. They said, Lewis kid got hurt or something in softball. So what was the injury? And it doesn't look like you've had any impact with that.
I broke my wrist in travel ball trying to pick off a runner stealing. And we collided, and I fractured my radius.
So what part of the year was that?
It was at the beginning of the year, about January.
And you didn't miss any high school season at all?
No, luckily I came back right before our first game. I kept going to practices. I was limited, but I could still do some things.
Did it impact you at all coming back, or have you tried, you know, I didn't really notice it today, but did you have some, I guess, pains trying to get back into the swing of things?
No, definitely all of the open gyms that we hosted, it really helped getting me back in the swing of things, because it would definitely be hard if we didn't have those going off of a broken wrist.
All right, so just kind of take us through a game like today. You're playing a good team. This Erie Provincetown team is pretty good. So it's the bottom of the sixth. There's a runner at second. You're trying to get the Rockets on the board. So just tell us about kind of that type of situation for you and what you're hoping to do. You hit the ball the other way. You're a left-handed hitter, and you go the other way for an RBI double.
Actually, our pitching coach, Coach Liz, she tells me, actually everybody on batters in the on-deck circle, visualize what's going to happen. If there's a runner on second, what are you going to do? So I tried to visualize what I was mentally going to do. I got up, and having Taylor place down the bunt and going to second, it was hit the ball somewhere. I was trying to go to second base, but it happened because it would advance the runner, but it all ended up well.
Yeah, and then you get a hit, and that kind of opened up the floodgate, and that's what you can tell with this lineup. There's people to pick you up if you're not able to succeed, and I thought, you know, Rockridge took advantage of that error to lead off the sixth inning, and it equated to four runs when it was all said and done, so that gives you a little cushion when you head out there in the top of the seventh.
We love taking advantage of things. We will take advantage of anything that you give us. Knowing that my defense, and especially my offense in that situation, in the bottom of the lineup really stepped up. And coming to the top, we caught up. We knew we could do it right there.
Well, and then how good did it finally feel today to play in summer softball weather? It's been such a terrible spring weather-wise. How good did it feel to play in the sun and the heat and all that today?
It was definitely better than the 30 degrees we've been playing in recently. I mean, a bit windy, but we love the wind here at Rockridge, apparently. It's always here.
All right. Nice going.
Thank you.
Kendra Lewis helping lead the Rockets to a 22-0 season. They win 4-0 Monday night over Erie Provincetown. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.